On a sweltering summer afternoon, a group of asylum seekers have set up a makeshift hair salon at Casa Respetrans. The shelter's in a crumbling building painted a soft shade of pink. A woman named Suleika drapes her friend in a yellow smock and gets to work.
Entre nosotros haciendo como travesuras, jugando así.
Suleika says they're learning to cut hair by practicing on each other. It's one way to pass time in the shelter, where many transgender women have been living for months. Other LGBTQ migrants are here too, like Howard, who arrived in May after a harrowing journey from Honduras. Howard identifies as a transformista and likes to wear dresses, hair extensions, and makeup.
Because I love to show one the talent that I have to dress and be so different and extraordinary.
Arriving in Juarez, Howard felt relieved to see the pink building with trans and rainbow flags out front.
Here I can be, literally I can be whatever I want. I can be myself, and that made me so happy.
That first day, Howard expected to sit quietly in a corner, the hesitant newcomer, but was quickly embraced by other residents who shared makeup tips. Howard put on bold red lipstick and slipped into a green dress.
You feel like you're taking something off of your back. The word that I can tell you what that I feel was free.
But that freedom only exists in the shelter. In general, migrants in Juarez face targeted kidnappings and violence. But for transgender people, Mexico is the second deadliest country in the world, according to a recent study. So asylum seekers like Howard barely leave.
It's for our good that we cannot go outside because we don't want someone to go out and then he maybe don't come back or come back in a black bag.
Ahora sí que están muy cautivas dentro del edificio.
This is Grecia, the founder of Casa Respetrans and a transgender woman. She says that danger leaves residents essentially captive in the shelter. Grecia was born in a mountainous region in Mexico, where she says police arrested transgender women. So she fled to Juarez.
Yo sé lo que es sufrir la calle.
I know what it is to endure the street. I know what it is to endure hunger. I know what it is to endure the cold. I don't want any more of my sisters to go through that.
Grecia opened the shelter earlier this year. Professionally, she's a nurse and trains hospitals on caring for transgender patients. Outside of work, she fields phone calls from LGBTQ asylum seekers hoping to reach her shelter.
Todas ellas vienen con una historia diferente.
All of them come with a different story, but very similar because they are fleeing from places where they're told, get out of here. If you don't, I'll kill you. So they don't come to the United States to look for a better life. They come to survive better.
Their future is uncertain. Some tried to request asylum at a port of entry earlier this year, but had to join a waiting list instead. Now they may be subject to a new rule, requiring them to pursue asylum in another country before the U.S. Immigration attorney Allegra Loves visited Casa Respetrans and says while asylum may currently be out of reach, they may be eligible for another form of protection called withholding of removal.
A lot of these women have suffered such extraordinary persecution based on who they are and have really, really strong claims to this other form of relief and protection.
It's harder to win, she says, with a higher standard of proof. And withholding of removal isn't the same as asylum. It's not permanent and doesn't provide a path to citizenship.
It certainly is tragic that they attempted to cross before the ban, were turned back, and now their only choice is to cross under the ban while they'll only have this alternative form of relief. But it isn't hopeless.
Residents of Casa Respetrans are figuring out what's next. Grecia is raising money to move her shelter. The current building is dilapidated. The roof's caving in, and when it rains, she says, everything gets soaked. I'm Mallory Falk on the U.S.-Mexico border.